Kadoni Pit Chambers. Website, kadoni4council.com. Twitter, twitter.com/kadoni. Instagram, instagram.com/kadoni. Are you associated with or running as part of a slate? If so, which one? No, I am not running on a slate. I am an independent candidate. Do you live in the municipality where you are running, and if so, for how long? If not, what is your connection to that community? I currently live around 80 meters outside the city of Victoria, just on the borderline of the Hillside Quadra neighborhood. I have lived at this address for a little over a year. Aside from my home address being in Saanich on paper, my relationship with the municipality ends there. I work, advocate for, and spend my time within the city of Victoria's boundaries. I work for a non-profit organization as a staff supervisor. We assist in home retrofits to help homeowners navigate the rebate process and make their homes more comfortable and efficient. I have been in this position for around 4 months but have been with the org for longer. Tell us about your previous elected and/or community experience. I have previous community experience being a community guide in High Park in Toronto, on helping to educate folks from age 0 to 100 on urban biodiversity. Additionally, I have experience assisting within community housing groups and as an organizer for events to reduce partisanship in environmental politics on Parliament Hill. I am a massive advocate for community organization being part of many groups such as mothing, birding, and organizing cold water swimming meetups at Fanyo Beach. Why are you running? What's your motivation? I am running because I love this city and region. We live in one of the most beautiful and dynamic places in Canada, and we need to be prepared for more people discovering this gem. I have seen far too many friends and family displaced due to housing, unable to be mobile in the city with accessibility issues, and a shortage of services. I believe that municipal government has the most impact on the daily lives of residents and would love to be part of the solution to expand upon a diverse and inclusive Victoria for all. What are your top three issues? 1. Environment. 2. Housing. 3. Transportation and urban mobility. I believe that all of these are linked to the environment at their core. Adjusting zoning and setbacks to allow more forms of housing can create more sustainable and climate-friendly homes. These more climate-friendly homes, along with gentle densification, will also lead to greater opportunities to implement more efficient transportation and urban mobility options as we reduce sprawl and our current car-dependent infrastructure. We are in a housing crisis, the effects of which permeate into all aspects of our day-to-day lives. What's your vision for your community in 25 years? My vision for my community is a place where a vehicle is a nice-to-have, not a must-have. I want to see a community that has children able to safely cycle, scooter, or rollerblade in safe bike, roll lanes. A community where taking public transit is seen as an efficient way to get around and not a last resort. Thriving urban villages with access to grocery stores, pharmacies, schools, and parks without the need for a vehicle. My vision would be a community that cares for their neighbor and has a rapport with them. Urban gardens, parks filled with families, and neighborhoods filled with all forms of housing to accommodate various different living styles and community members safely and affordably. What's one big idea you have for your community? My one big idea would be the introduction of bus rapid transit and land use changes to the Douglas Corridor to accommodate mixed-use buildings with plenty of ground-floor commercial space and units above. Transforming Douglas from a sea of car dealerships and payday loan shops into a livable, thriving community connected from uptown to downtown. Creating vibrant urban park space on land that is currently being reserved for parking lots. Ideally, this would be coupled with changes to the way Douglas Street currently operates, with my dream being an LRT route with ample pedestrian islands, and future connections to the West Shore and beyond.